Hello and welcome to the third season of my Unusual Stories podcast. I am your host, Wojciech Salski, and in these episodes I will share my writing as well as thoughts on different topics that come to me as I put a pen onto a page each day. At the end of each reading, I will offer you a little insight to my thoughts and a nudge of inspiration to look into your own life and hopefully entertain ideas of your own choosing. Stretching the tired fibers of his muscles, the boy felt deeply connected to the body's inner dialogue. "It feels nice," he heard within. "Interesting how pain can actually be fun to feel," he answered silently. Soothing rhythms of instrumental music flowed across the room, which filled with sunlight glimmered with the specks of dust floating in the air as the boy changed positions. He was quiet and focused, enjoying the relaxing time he was spending on the mat. It was one of the few habits that became his since the whole pandemic disorder came into play. No more gym, no more kickboxing. He remembered his sadness back then. Who would have thought I'll end up doing yoga? Starting with some beginner trainings, he followed the steps of the video's creator, learning this discipline of sport, which was nothing like any other he has done so far. "I sometimes did stretch at the gym," he reflected, "and when I say sometimes, I really mean it." This was obviously not the greatest attitude at the time, leaving his body pumped and stiff, which apart from maybe looking good, does nothing good for one at all. "Stretching is like diet and sleep," he concluded after months of training. "Without it, your body is basically surviving the trainings you put it through, and everyone knows surviving cannot last forever." Pushing his hips forward, leaning on the heels and trying to keep his spine neutral, he groaned, struggling to stay in the position. It was by no means an easy task. And out of the many months of practice, he came to understand just how much he underestimated the power of well-stretched body. It felt difficult at the start, like everything one tries initially, but over time it gave the boy a great gift of pain alleviation and better mobility. His lower back pain lessened, and his awareness of the body grew. With this silent contemplation of the body, when one moves accordingly and pays attention to detail, he concluded, one can truly recognize the misuse of the means and act upon them. Relying on his physical vessel to keep him going through the years to come, he felt motivated to keep relearning the ways to move appropriately. Balancing on one leg, with his arms stretched out towards the ceiling, he remembered the instructions from one of the videos. "If you want to challenge yourself, keep the gaze up," the woman said. "And if you are really brave, you can close your eyes." His reason opposed the idea straight away, but as it usually takes place with one's ambition and reason, they not necessarily agree on many things anyway. The boy made sure that his weight center was strong and balanced, and keeping the pose unmoved, he closed his eyes. Wobbles of uncertainty and fearful hesitation began to wave his whole demeanor. His arms swiveled from side to side, grasping for the forgotten balance. His breathing became uneven as he tried to squeeze the chest up, struggling for the equanimity. "You are about to fall," his reason shouted, irritated at the whole oversight of its point of view. The boy tried to keep a straight face, holding on to what was no longer there, as his foot lost the last point of balance and he fell to the side. As it tends to happen when one falls, it did not take much to control the fall itself. With his arms already in emergency mode, he grabbed the corner of the sofa and landed rather gently by the table. "I told you," hissed the reason, with its face reddened by the mistreatment. I'm fine, he whispered with a smile lingering on his face. "Was worth a try." Reflecting on the situation, as he picked himself up and stood in the mountain pose to finish his practice, the boy saw the popular warning spread across the packet of this challenge he just tried. "Do not try at home," claimed the phrase. He laughed at the mental imagery and folded his hands together. "Maybe you should try though," he thought, bowing his head slightly. "Just make sure you keep a sofa nearby." Thank you for listening to my story. First of all, welcome back. I thought so and I did so. The new season is here and I did not really wait long until I got back to do it. And I'm very excited to be here. This week's story is a little piece that I wrote after having a minor accident, so to speak. As I mentioned in the story, I've started training yoga somewhere about the time when the first lockdown happened. It was a way for me to get away and do some sort of exercise, so not to let myself go just because we're stuck at home. First of all, I would like to give a big shout out to all the people out there that do stretch. I wish someone has told me when I was younger, when I was starting the gym, that stretching is so important, and I wish I would have listened. I don't think there is anything better, apart from the swimming pool really, to keep your muscles and your body in a good condition. And I'm not talking about looking great, that's just a side effect. I'm talking about the mobility and the ability of your body to keep yourself straight and keep yourself painless. We're constantly sat, we're working in front of our computers, you know, and this is a big problem. I don't know about yourself, for me it's the lower back, and I definitely would like to encourage you to give it a try, whether it's a yoga or any sort of stretching whatsoever. Just if there is any tension in the body and if there is any pain, do yourself a favor and stretch yourself out, especially if you work out or train. But what I really wanted to talk about during this episode is the idea of holding balance and trying to do something new, challenging ourselves a little. I don't think it's uncommon to feel great in your comfort zone. This is such a cliche to say, step out of your comfort zone. But we really do need to do that, especially now more than ever, after being stuck at home and getting used to this alone time. Going back out there might feel a bit rough. But please don't stay at home if you can. Get out there and meet people, because you need them. And I wanted to talk about this idea of finding balance. As you can hear in the story, I'm struggling, obviously, to keep my balance as I do the tree pose with the hands up and the eyes closed. Crazy idea, by the way, to close your eyes when you're one-legged standing. And I had this moment of doubt. Should I try it? Should I not? It's not for me, maybe. I cannot really hold it straight yet anyway. And I think this applies to many things we do, and this applies to many episodes that we've already shared together. It's the most difficult thing to try, because we don't like failing. No one likes to fall. I mean, maybe if you're a professional stuntman, fair enough, that's your job. I assume you would like that, but in general, we don't like to fail. And it's usually the ego within us that struggles the most with failure and, you know, swallowing the pride. But isn't it obvious that we do need to fail to learn how to do things? I'm not saying fail great. I don't encourage you to try something completely absurd just to fail to make yourself hurt. But if it's something that you can do to an extent and you have a chance of achieving, I would say give it a shot. You know, maybe keep yourself a sofa on the side, but give yourself a try. Jordan Peterson, in one of his lectures, talks about this idea of setting goals that are achievable, that will bring us closer to the goal that at the beginning seems unachievable at all. So, for example, if you want to learn how to, I don't know, run a marathon, you might want to start with learning how to control your breathing, then how to run a mile, then how to run 2 miles, 3 miles, 10 miles, and so on and so forth. These incremental steps and challenging your comfort zone to an extent that still seems quite within the reach, you're able to excel in whatever you do over a period of time with practice, no problem. And in the end, sometimes you do need to try and fail to know how to do it the right way. So yeah, this week, I hope that I've not overwhelmed you with this message. I'm really excited to be back. The new season is coming. I don't know what it's gonna be about. So yeah, this week I have 2 challenges for you. First and foremost, you know, give yourself and your back and your body a break and do some stretching, please. Your body will be thankful, believe me. Secondly, I would like to encourage you to try something that you might not have tried yet, even if it's just a small thing. Challenge yourself a little. Set yourself up for success and appreciate failure if it comes. Other than that, I am excited to say we're rolling in with the other interviews. This week my dear friend Kuba will be with us, talking about his international studies experience, something very close to my heart as well. And obviously all the other things, just check out my website, see what's happening. I hope that this season and those interviews will bring you as much entertainment and wisdom and knowledge as they give me for doing them. Thank you very much for sticking by. Have a great week. Stay happy. Stay healthy. And I'll see you next time.